This week's negotiated release of a U.S. soldier from Taliban captivity is shining a spotlight on Latin America. That's because of an unusual number of cases of Americans jailed there, including Floridians. Many people think that the U.S. government should get them freed, too. WLRN America's editor Tim Padgett has this report.
At least 8 Americans are behind bars in Latin America right now in legally controversial cases. One is Alan Gross. He's serving 15 years in Cuba for bringing illegal satellite equipment. Another is South Florida native and ex-Marine Andrew Tamarisi. He was jailed in March in Tijuana when he says he mistakenly drove his pickup with guns into Mexico. Guns are illegal there. 6 crew members of a Florida-based ship have also been in jail in Honduras for a month now. They had guns on board, but they insist they registered them with authorities there. Frank Mora directs Florida International University's Latin America and Caribbean Center. He says the realities involved in negotiating with all these countries are complicated.
Every case is different. The normal play of politics, of competing interests, of the uniqueness of relationships are very important.
Mora is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Western Hemisphere. He adds that Tamarisi's case is a prime example of the delicate diplomacy required.
Because of the Mexican sensitivity, particularly about Americans carrying weapons in Mexican territory.
Tamarisi suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
Medical marijuana advocates are gathering in Orlando today for a convention on the business of pot. Its attendees have dubbed it Cannabis Day, Orlando. That's B-I-Z, biz. Governor Rick Scott has already said he will sign the so-called Charlotte's Web Bill, which would legalize cannabis with low THC content for children with degenerative diseases and cancer patients. Then there's Amendment 2, which also deals with medical marijuana use, but is broader in scope, and that will be decided by Florida voters in November. Pete Sessa is the chief operating officer of the Florida Cannabis Coalition. He says he doesn't want to see Florida go the same way as California.
There's a game that they play in California because the way the regulations were implemented there, which they're trying to fix now, all the different counties can create pretty much their own regulation.
Sessa says that mishmash of regulations would inevitably create conflict between marijuana vendors and law enforcement. The lineup of guest speakers during Cannabis Orlando includes policymakers who were instrumental in changing cannabis laws in Florida. During the summit, Sessa is scheduled to give a speech on what he calls the marketing paradox, how professionals can attract attention to legal marijuana in Florida without attracting attention. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.